California King.
You lost 8 pounds because you can't eat as much ice cream as you used to. Your fat ice cream habits.
That was a load of bullshit. Fat, and that's not why I lost weight. I lost weight because I was sick.
Lopez.
It's the easiest way to lose weight nowadays.
Yeah. All right, cool. I got a pop filter today. All right, Mike, you can smoke in that chair now, man.
They almost are.
This is my fucking power stick. We read some Hamlet last night on the cast.
Yeah, we did.
That's really funny.
Dude, we got a third person. We could pick a scene of three people.
We can totally do that.
I was going to actually...
Oh, I didn't land it.
I should say this in the mic. I was at a wedding this weekend, and...
Alco can't read, though.
And, what? I didn't see what the fuck I was supposed to read. I was at a wedding this weekend, and I had an opportunity to to quote Shakespeare in a conversation that was
God,
like...
No. What do you mean?
Not that
yeah,
crazy.
Let's hear how fucking on the nose this one is.
Oh, it's like the easiest Shakespeare quote.
Let's hear it.
It was
Wait, what was the... Give us... what? So you
Set
were at
up.
A wedding,
right.
And someone's like, tell me some Shakespeare!
No.
Tell us, like, give us some context.
Okay.
What
the
are we
context,
doing here?
The context was that they were like... calling the wife a different name than she goes by.
Horatio?
We didn't know who they were talking about for a second, right? But it wasn't that much of a reach. Her name's Bethany, and then they're calling her Betty, which is still like, you know, there's a lot of ways I could go. Beth-E. I guess Betty is another one that I didn't think of off the top of my like thoughts. But
say dome.
Off the top of the dome.
My dome.
My dome.
That's
but,
what I wanted
anyways,
to
they're like talking about Betty or whatever, and there was a whole thing where like, who are you talking about? And they were like, oh, you don't know, how do you not know Betty? In
was your
either?
Shakespeare quote, oh, Black Betty, you bamba lamb.
No, but I was like, I'm
Black
just going to guess.
Black Betty, child, bamba lamb.
I'm going to guess you were talking about the bride,
child.
Right? And they're like, yeah. And I was
bamba
like, oh, that
lamb.
Makes sense. Bethany, Betty, whatever. And they're like, yeah. Well, I mean, like, if we were just talking about her and you could tell who it was, wouldn't you know? And I said,
first
I
off,
just,
how...
I was drunk.
Nothing on your end. This is for once a rare occasion where I'm not pointing out anything on your end. It's just, how bad is the branding at this wedding? Because every wedding I've ever been to is like, Brian and Sarah's wedding! It's emblazoned right, in right. every corner
it's
and every
Bethany
table.
Everywhere.
Like, that's crazy. So these people...
No, it was me who didn't know who like Betty was.
I take it back. It's exactly, yeah, okay, my bad.
I was drunk.
Okay, yeah, you were right. Hey, you were right. In a rare case, now it's instated again, in a rare case of me saying, Alco, you were right about that one.
I was right about
being
the idiot in this story.
Yeah, you were right about you being wrong. That's a good quality. People don't have that nowadays.
Well, anyways, I just was like, would a rose smell as sweet by any other name? It was just it's a dumb Shakespeare quote, Romeo and Juliet. But it was one of those things where they're like, wow. I was like, yep, that's Shakespeare.
How dumb are these people?
Yeah,
how
young,
dumb
dude.
Are the people that
I think
you
they were like 20.
Okay, in my mind, you were talking like a 54-year-old white woman.
Oh, no.
No, they're...
Which, on either end of that, these people...
There's lots of alcohol involved as well.
Whoa. Yeah, I would almost more buy it if there's lots of alcohol involved and someone says would a rose by any other name and then they get punched in the face, which I guess we have some history with. But let's see if I can find a three-person scene here.
I just think there's a really funny, pretentious air of being able to like have a favorite Shakespeare
quote. Don't pretend that you're like some well-read person.
I'm not.
Your favorite. That's not that.
I think it's funny that there's an establishment of that within people still now, where it's like, oh,
of course there are.
But
it's
I can
like, what's your
say
what's your favorite?
It's my party trick.
Chevy Chase bit, or like, what's your favorite Chris Farley?
That seems more relevant
sketch.
To me. Though.
It's the same thing. It's just further back, and it's a little harder to, let's see. Nay, their endeavor keep in the wound. Nah, I don't like that. That's not three people. Where's three people? King.
We need a threesome.
Paul, a queen.
A power. Shakespeare needs to give us a good power trio.
What's your favorite Shakespeare quote, Mike?
I don't have one. What am I, dumb?
You're supposed to say something from the book right then.
Nah, man, I'm reading the book so I can have one. Truthfully, I don't want to know my favorite Shakespeare quote from a wiki quote article or something. It seems disingenuous as fuck. Oh, here's one you'll like, Alco. Here, read this.
Oh, here we go. To be or not to be.
Okay,
that is
that's all. That's all that we can afford to read on that.
Even to Bethany went, like, or not to Bethany.
It's to Betty.
To Betty.
Nay. We click over to the movie, Lopez. It's on Chrome.
Actually, if I had to have a favorite Shakespeare quote, it would probably be I click my tongue at you, or the one that the insult that they open up with in Romeo and Juliet.
Damn, dude. Replication.
Look, if you're like me, and you live in a place where you smoke indoors a lot, I just want you to dust. You need dust. Look, it's true. You definitely should dust, because smoke creates dust, and smoke creates nice feelings in you that are sometimes making you lazy, and then you never fucking dust your place, and then you just keep smoking, and you're gonna die from
dust.
Look,
I get it, Alco. I'll dust. Actually, today I was just thinking. I was thinking about. Don't. That's. Don't, just. I'll do that later. Don't touch anything.
Don't touch me, bro.
I was gonna sweep the cobwebs down from outside, and then I realized, well, tomorrow's October 1st. So what's really? What am I doing?
I like that. Nice.
But yeah, we decided last night. It's kind of fun to just have. I'm putting chills on in the background. I just dangle.
There actually is a fucking big ass bullet.
Yeah, there is, legitimately.
I'm gonna see if that's probably not good for the XLR cord, though.
I mean, what's his name, does it? Bruce whatever?
Springsteen?
Buffer?
Oh.
That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right about a sports
thing.
Yeah, I
don't know. It's either him or Michael, his brother. It's one of them that does it. They drop it down.
Yeah, and they're like, apparently he had a podcast that did really poorly.
I'm sure.
On the Gas Digital, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think the majority of podcasts do poorly. Well, I think his did really well, right? Actually, but in terms of a podcast. But he was like, I'm fucking... Whatever, I forget the name I just said now.
Buffer?
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. Bruce Buffer, motherfucker. Like, I get paid, I don't know the number he gets paid to speak at a wedding for 3 seconds, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that's his whole life. So he's like, now I'm talking for an hour and a half and getting, like, a penny per listen, depending on my ad space.
I get distracted by the top 15 videos that'll make you afraid to go outside.
Oh, is that the title? Yeah, that's
right
there.
That one is.
Oh, shit. This reminds me. I have a great segment. It's actually a fucking genius segment I have for us. Let's get to it later. I'm going to pull up this so I don't forget. A lot happened between now and where we will jump back into the podcast. All you really need to know to be caught up is similar to the Chilean Revolution, in which standard handheld lasers were used to bring down a drone. High-tech and sophisticated tactics had to be employed for our cause.
God, dream, God, dream, God, dream, God, dream, God.
You should have put it into the mic,
God,
dude.
God, dream, God, dream, God, dream, God, dream. God, dream, God, dream.
You have to smoke
God,
it, Alco.
Dream,
this is what happens. God, that's dream, you, and God, and you're me. Dream, trying when you God, try to get me to smoke
dream,
weed, this is what it feels
God,
like.
Dream, God.
I'm good,
dream,
Alco. I'm good.
God,
I'm good, dude.
Dream, God, dream, God, dream, God, dream, God, dream.
God, dream.
That was too long.
I know, but...
There were so many times in that where I was wondering what I was doing and what I was God-dreaming about.
Yeah, yeah.
But... Look,
I didn't know.
I'm sorry,
between
guys.
That and Kanye and Sloan Bella...
I wanted to apologize so many times in that, but
no,
I was saying God-dream for 5 minutes.
It got spiritual for me for a minute. I really... There was a God energy in the room.
The same way that Ray Manzarek's bass lines and so many door, like that hypnotic element transcends into this spiritual level.
It was weird.
God Dream plus Sloan Bella plus Kanye West. That was a weird thing.
And being pretty fucking high, I crawled like into my seat.
It was almost like a proto mushroom journey.
It was weird.
Wow. So Alex sent some Reddit videos.
Okay, let's see them.
I haven't seen any of these.
Oh, that's nice. Well,
yeah, I have him doing that. My roommate Alex, which Alex,
dude, that's
Alex,
a solid source.
I'll do a podcast with him because I think it's worth the people know where these are coming from, and I'll do one of these next episodes with him as well.
I think that, I think we could all share some good subreddits that we like. I'll start. I love trashy food porn. That one's trashy. Fucking amazing.
Load.
Because trashy food.
I've
porn,
been on there in a minute, so give me a second to think of them.
Those three words kind of give you some images, maybe, but it's better than what you can imagine.
I don't really go on Reddit.
There's some parts you'd really like, and there's some really just—it's you got to curate your page. You
got
to have
I've
someone
got
who knows.
I've too many obsessions. I waste too much time, and
you can get in some serious portals on Reddit. But
I did read one really good one that was breaking down in the Lost and Found by Elliot Smith, and just like how he's shifting the chords at this time and that. It was really
finding those little forum nuggets.
There's some really good
over my shoulder. Yeah.
I want to say that it's not in the majority, but I do want to say there are great conversations had on Reddit where it's even worth reading people's comment chains sometimes more than the articles.
Right.
Actually, I do go sometimes when I'm looking for reviews on gear or looking for something more honest.
Right.
Or
the way they say kind of lends, like you can tell like what their opinion is kind of worth sometimes.
I've used it extensively before I went on any sort of cannabis tourism just because, like, I know these are the people that are going to tell me the real scoop of the deals.
They're there.
And, like, this is sketch. Don't go to this store because even though it's got great deals, you're going to fucking wait in the lobby 3 hours, you know?
Yeah, it's less of a... God damn it. It's kind of just, like... it's kind of the reason, like... I like using Twitter for news in a sense, like because people a lot of times you'll get a video from
people
the place.
Suss it out for you.
It's happened, you know what I mean? Like,
and
there's
the
no,
reactions.
There's no. This
you
is what happened.
You still have to dig and find your own thing.
Right,
it's
right.
Like,
there's like a
people have already dug up a lot.
Yeah, and there's kind of it's something like that makes it easy to kind of navigate the full spectrum of the situation or event or whatever. You know, it's I definitely like the on site. You know. Factor that Twitter has a lot of times. People are just
hypercritical.
What's up?
Okay, sorry. I just keep flashing over to this first video, and we might have to cut some of these. I don't know what these are. So these are pure reaction videos. Some of them videos, some of them fucking just Reddits. I don't know, threads. So
let's do it.
It's Andrew Cold Iron's birthday today.
Oh, it's Cold Iron's birthday?
Happy birthday, Cold
Happy
Iron.
Happy birthday, Cold Iron. Iron. Fucking
dude, just call him and put it on the podcast. Dude,
should we? Would that
be? He's one of those people who would like be in the middle of fucking nowhere and not answer. So it's possibly. I do have his number though.
This one's called Super Sus in Action. What are you guys seeing?
Some weird
I'm seeing
stuff.
A cool guy hanging out drinking some root beer or something.
Oh, I like it.
It's dubsteppy. Whoa.
I like that face a lot. Oh, he's got moves.
He's just traversing through some tunnels and shit.
With
Whoa.
Some pretty hard...
Whoa, he's Santa Claus. He's an industrial
what kind of
Claus.
Is, yeah.
What is that, Mr. Schwib?
Is this
What's
like
he
a,
drinking?
This guy...
This is great, like, action.
Internet
music.
Personality or something?
Oh, fuck. Dude. Ah, Jesus. He spilled it. Oh, shit, my
more,
dude.
He's got more.
He's not even... That's why he wasn't upset.
On deck, dude. He's like, man, I got more. That's kind of...
He just goes here. Where the fuck is he
it's
in? Like
some
a
is
that holes?
Is it like a no? It's a
like an industrial mill or something or like
something is made here. Maybe the drink he's drinking
something
is made there.
Oh shit! It's in tra-
it's a train. What is going on?
What the fuck? He's
S-U-S
just trapped. I guess he goes. What's it called when you go to abandoned buildings and shit like that? And you
partying,
urban exploring,
oh,
or something like that. I think he's doing a hardcore version
drug,
of that. Oh, he
drug
has an
abuse.
Instagram.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is some internet guy.
Okay,
he
has an Instagram.
Yeah,
we're gonna give a quick shout out to at I think it's SSSUS. What did it say?
I don't know.
Super Didn't sus or something.
Super sus at SS Super sus or three S's in super and then underscore sus. Let's find this. Fuck, this is going to be good. He's an urban explorer to the max. Yeah, super sus. Whoa, this guy's awesome. He gets his hair cut.
All right.
So that was super sus. I think he's Russian. You guys gonna give Super Sus a follow or what?
I gotta, I'll check it out.
You should check it out. I think it's worth checking out. I'll definitely send y'all some videos.
The DMs you sent me earlier, man. From all right,
we're on what
from
the
Tom
Reddit. This is gonna be
where's
just
the
as
sound?
It says.
Is there no sound? Okay, well this is like. A guy has two guns and he's
this
just
is
sort
a
of,
wedding ceremony.
It's a wedding ceremony. Oh, God.
Wildly.
Just who can shoot the gun the most irresponsibly?
That's pretty tight, actually.
They have vests, so that's smart. But not everyone has a vest.
So you can get, like, really injured, but you won't die. That's pretty cool, though.
Oh. They're basically swinging guns like batons.
It's a rite of passage,
them.
Dude.
But, like, if they were bad at batons. Like, if they
real
were
bad,
good
dude.
At them. But if they had a lot of passion?
A lot of passion.
I guess enough passion to have a wedding about it.
I mean, you can feel the ritualistic energy in it still. You know?
I wonder if this
it's not just the music.
Oh. Dude, if I'm just thinking of now this being the fourth thing as an overlay between Kanye, Sloan Bella, Godream, and now these fucking guns and people.
Then
I think that's how you break through and talk to the aliens.
That's a fucking bad trip right there. That's literally like a recipe.
Oh my god,
like
he was shoving himself in the ankle. How
no, he didn't even flinch.
This
like
is
these
fucking,
guys. Have,
oh look at this.
They're pros. This is
okay. Well, that's sexist that you're surprised that a woman's
awesome.
Doing
no,
it.
No, that she did. That was fucking flawless. Was
you're right. She was doing a way better move. Whoa.
She did
had
the
some
best
art
one.
To
okay,
that.
But yeah, these
no,
kids,
I think these
kids
have
better.
A different. No, this whole tribe, this whole sect of vested people.
They're
richer. Way different. This is like a. They have like a different
they
garb.
They clearly
it's not
had more money.
Vest. Those. I think they had less.
Less.
Those were like traditional garbs. All these other people are dressed in bulletproof vests or like polos and modern clothes. And those people who are really. Beautifully choreographed with it.
Can
they
you go,
had,
can you back to it?
Yeah, yeah. They had like almost, like that almost looks like from an Aladdin set play. You know
right, right.
I mean?
It,
like,
it looks
like
well, that makes me think
men.
It's like a formal type of thing. Like
but
the,
that, a lot of people who do more traditional shit like that aren't the most fucking wealthy. And if they were, you don't think they'd be adorned with gold and shit or something in the background? Like
yeah, I don't know. I
think
it's hard to see what
where
all
they
it is.
Hang out generally, just sort of concrete.
We want to go to the girl again.
Okay. Oops. that guy sneaks in. I think
like
that's actually pretty sexist.
Yeah, like what the fuck is going on here? Is a real I don't know what's going on. There's no context.
So this is Algeria.
Algeria goes fucking hell yeah. Let's go Whoa. To Algeria, dude.
I don't know if I'd feel safe just because I
what?
Don't have a bulletproof vest is all. I don't want to go to a wedding.
Holy shit.
You gotta scroll to some comments because we gotta at least
there's
see a, what this is called.
There's not ammo
oh,
in there. What are they shooting?
Blanks?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just shoot, the way he shot. Yeah.
People have died.
Yeah, blanks are. Yeah, that doesn't. That's not surprising, but yeah.
The last one was clearly. I guess all of them just got better. But
usually the top comment is like.
This guy looks like super sus.
Super sus.
Not sure,
super
man. Super sus had
guy.
A very, very distinct. Look.
What was it? Three S's. What was his handle?
At SSSUPER underscore sus.
Oh, there he is. Oh, my God.
Super sus. Yeah, he's got the blue icon.
Is he Russian?
I think so.
Or
it seems
he's
that
one
way.
Of those East. I am left in London. Whatever the
he
fuck.
Might be from Algeria, goddammit.
No.
Oh, check it out. Next up, record the audio. How to make a Tyler. Pitch shifted up a little bit so the creator song. Kind of is ruined.
And then just add the drums. You've got the bass riff, you've got the piano riff, you've got
She's
the
hating on Tyler
Something's
the Creator a lot.
Right.
This is pretty
There's
good.
An out of key synth that is nowhere near the original song. There it is. Now the background vocals normally have to be some sort of semblance of you talking in a really pitched down voice saying fuck yeah shit and that's it. Now it's time for the lyrical content, which normally revolves around violence,
I like this.
Made up words.
She's doing it right. It sounds
not being gay,
like she's on her shit about
gay.
It.
I should probably take this down for this video. And then
wait, what did she say?
It just sounds something like
not
this.
Being gay.
Well, he is gay.
Yeah,
his
yeah,
whole last album was about being gay.
I don't do shit for the club.
I'll be a bitch in my Audi. Fuck up my deadbeat dad if he decided to call me. I got a million on me. To a couple of thou, I should win me a Grammy. Floopy whoopity glammy.
That really hurts my fucking voice. Holy shit. The title of the creator's old stuff is considerably different from his new stuff, so I'm probably not going to do the Flower Boy era just because I don't really care for it that much. Just kidding, I do and I will. First thing you add is the guitar. Then add bass, then add really Mac DeMarco ass effects to both the guitar and the bass. After you add some drums, make sure to add some MIDI strings and some melodic synths for the breakdown.
I'd be so fine if someone just critiqued any of my music like this and made a parody video.
Between these two eras, but this is mostly because his persona went from a homophobic psychopath to a lonely gay man who made the Grinch soundtrack. Does that sound right? That doesn't seem right. So the verses are just about how sad and gay you are, relatable, and then you have some white person, me, sing the chorus, then you're good.
Oh. My loneliness don't subside. One day I'll be fine, provided I'll meet somebody in time. But until then, I waste my time. The flow is 10 out of 5.
It's fucking great.
It sounds like Chris Kalilia doing Eminem.
And I want to just cuddle up. I find me some dick to suck. I made me a couple beats. That made me a couple bucks. And you are my everything.
Is it chorus now?
Yeah. You are my girl. Oh.
That's fucking great. She was on fucking point with that. Not to assume. I mean, was that even...
What?
To find out the gender of this person.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. They were on point, dude.
Nah, I'm gonna give it to the gals on that one.
So wait, you got laid off from Microsoft?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was in the conference room, and you know, Ballmer's really excited about his new product. He kept talking about Google, you know, because he broke down what Google's about. It's just a sound. He's like, it's just a sound, right? It's just a sound, right? Google, right? Except we're better because Google is two. It's two sounds. Google. I mean, right? It's just, bing. I just
know there's a lot of momentum going on.
Bing, right? Say bing. Bing. Say bing. Bing. No, say it like fun, like it's fun, like bing, bing. Say him like Charlie, say it. Bing, bing. So everybody in the room is going bing, bing, bing. So
it's me with Godspeed.
Bing. And he goes, you're fired. Fuck you, you're fired.
Oh my god.
So I was like bing, bing, and then I'm like crying. I'm like bing, bing. You know, it's like.
Wait, big brother shit, dude.
Money
big
to
brother.
Buy my kid's presents. So I'm like, bing, oh my bing. God. And he's going, yeah, bing, bing up your ass. You're fired. I don't care. It's too late now. Bing, right, bing. And then he's like, you forgot about me. He's like, bing, right, bing. And that's how he goes. That's how he goes through the hallway. He's like, hey, bing, right, bing, right. He's like trying to make it catchy in the office.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's just embarrassing. I'm glad I'm gone.
So that guy got fired because he didn't say bing. In a happy way.
That's some corporate BS. Cool.
I thought that was just like a bar joke.
Like
a guy walks into a Dell corporate or a Microsoft corporate office, and Steve Ballmer says bing. Oh. Like I thought it was just a joke, but then no, it's a real thing. Some guy got fired for that. How brave. Hey, are we brave enough to enter this community?
Yeah, no, Reddit is cut down on a lot of them.
This is simple. I already know what this is. We already, your mom's house, no, we have to, this has to be,
oh, yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah.
We'll skip that. Everyone already knows what that is. I'll have to create some sort of filter. Strange phenomenon where the sky turns red in Indonesia.
Nah, dude, I'd freak out.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, it's just garbage burning. Is what people are saying. This feels racist. Just, reading the facts felt not great.
That's all.
That's it.
Well, one or two of those might have been fun. But look, guys.
Trashy food porn.
What is that? Go to that.
Trashy food porn.
Alco said it like 4 times.
You want to eat some macaroni and cheese infused ramen creamy chicken with some Kraft cheese on top?
I just want it to be. Let's see. Is this what you were talking about just now or what?
I clicked shitty food porn.
Shitty food porn, right?
That's what I meant. Yeah, my fault. I said trashy.
I was trying to
trashy
like,
food
subvert
porn.
The thing, but then I was right on accident.
What is that right there? What is that? A like a?
Ugh, oh my god!
Is that like
god.
A pot pie, but like in layers? What
oh
is that?
Oh my god! I don't know. That's like shuddering cake? Though.
Is it a salad pizza?
Is this what you meant, Elko?
Yeah, no, this is it. It's just like, we can go to best of, this is like, it's every day, it's going to be different.
That's terrible.
Pierogies make
shitty food.
Me question.
I'm not opposed to that Oreo right there.
I tried a fried Oreo.
I would try that.
I would try that
Oreo. I know it's going to be too much.
It's not bad. What did you think?
Yeah.
The fried Oreo.
Well, it was from Schlitterbahn, and I think it was soggy. Not because of the water, but because of how they do things there in the fryer room. It's one room.
Coverage.
It's a sub-segment. So the sub-segment is Steal from Neil, or
Steal Neil
from Hal Neil Field, Neil okay. Brennan. And they had a segment with when Blake Griffin... Griffin was on. Yeah, that's how little I know. He was on, and...
Bell.
Neil and Blake... asked Neil's co-host Bianca, who's like a actress and a server at the Comedy Store in LA, she was asked the meaning of different basketball terminology.
Oh.
So then they would ask her, that would be interesting, you see what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
Then let's kind of, here, you guys write down some or talk about some, or if you don't think we have to write any down, you can
write
just
down
ask
a term
me.
And what you think it means.
No, you write down just a list of terms that you guys know, and then ask me what you
what
don't
they
have
mean.
To define them on the
right,
page.
Right, right,
just write
just,
down the terms.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, do you want me to put like? Can it be from any sport? Like if I put down.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But you have to tell me. Okay, but let's do that.
And let's just see
there.
What you think it is.
Yeah, and
right?
then we can. Then I
and
can.
Then we,
it can be like a spelling bee,
right.
And I can ask like, can I hear it in a sentence?
Okay, I got the first one. This I got.
Well, you guys take some time. Write a thing, right? And in between
just,
that...
Just write down a couple if you have.
Yeah, write down a list. Whatever you have, Elko.
I'll think of a couple right here. And I'll write them down.
I feel like that one's a good one.
What's that?
That one?
I guess.
Just write
that's
down
just
a few.
Just get it warmed up, you
just
know?
Just write down a few. Let me get a clean explanation of this while y'all type.
Are we going to have to define these? Because...
Yeah,
okay.
Once we get going.
Okay.
But
are you
going
to be able to define that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just worry about that later. That's part of the joke. If not, don't
that's kind
of
what's funny
listen,
to me,
hey,
too.
Let me get a couple clean explanations while y'all type shit out. Just let me do that for a sec here. So what we're going to do is we're going to steal
and Neil.
It's a Hal Neil steal from Neil from Hal Neil
steal and Neil
bit. Okay. First, steal from Neil.
Steal.
This one's going to be... I like the idea of just rambling endlessly and not saying any sentence.
I'm laughing so hard thinking of fucking sports terms that you're going to fucking have trouble thinking. Like, I'm trying to think of the most abstract shit. There's some ridiculous shit that I've heard in sports that you could put down right now that is.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah,
go for them.
I'm going for you.
If you have to Google things, do it. If you have to find a subreddit, find some more.
It's
whatever
cool. Go ahead.
It is.
You on, yeah.
But, yeah, so the game's gonna be they're gonna give me some sports terminology from different sports arenas, and I'm going to do my best to define those. We're gonna see how that stacks up against the truth. I'm gonna get some clues along the way if I need them. They're writing things out now, typing things on their phone, respectively. What Pokemon is that, Elko?
That's a Dragonite.
That's a rare one. All right. Do we have any? What's the list looking
more.
Like?
Okay,
keep
I
going.
I have a couple. I'm trying to think of. I know there's better ones than what I have, though. So that's what I'm struggling with that, and I'm not really paying attention to what y'all are saying.
I just thought of one.
Should I contextualize these? Like, put them in a sentence at all for you? Okay.
There's so many that are like that are. It's just the thing with the English language where it's like you could actually be totally right if you just.
Oh, yeah,
straight literally say what is, and then other times it's like, that's so dumb.
That's
like,
the game.
Yeah.
That's the game.
Like this one.
Oh.
I couldn't read the first word.
I thought of that from Ken. Ken's always yelling that. That's like a weird slang that's like, no one really says that, but yeah, that's a weird basketball slang. Really weird. Where like, if you're into it, you know it, but if not, you're like, why is he yelling that? All right, I have six. How many do you have, Lopez?
Oh, shit. Okay.
The second one.
Yeah.
And the third one is good. All right.
What's one of the ones? What's a common one that like you hear like the commentators say now, like RPO? But like that's not a good one because it's just a acronym. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, what's the like?
All right, Steel and Vermeule. Volume one. Let's hear these sports terms.
All right, so are you ready for your first one?
I mean,
The first one. This is from Alco. This is zone read. What do you think a zone read is?
I think a zone is like a court is broken up into quadrants.
Okay, do you want to guess what sport we're in first?
Basketball.
Do you want to start with that? Okay, and do I have to correct you or anything like that? Or
let me go a little bit.
Okay, all right.
So I think it's basketball.
Zone read. Mike's going with basketball, and
I think it's a basketball court is broken up into quadrants.
Okay.
And you need to look at your quadrant.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, I'm really fucking.
You need to get on your. You need to see where your guy is, so that if he's going towards a quadrant where he's open, you got to cover him.
You got to cover him.
And
all
then
right.
If you're not there, then he's. I mean, he's
you're
wide
like,
open.
You're like 20% on point, but in a little bit. I
okay,
guess.
Let's keep going.
So.
No. What's the next one?
Next one. All right. The next one is the elbow. What do you think an elbow jumper is? What sport are we in, and what is the?
It's either golf or, well, I know for sure it's basketball, though.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in basketball.
Okay,
staying
in basketball, okay. Elbow jumper.
And it's when you go to reach back to throw the ball.
Uh-huh.
And you're reaching really far back because
right.
You're winding up a lot of energy points in this one. And then you throw it and your shoulder pops out of its socket. And it releases the ball in a stupid way.
Okay, that's the
and
elbow
then the
jumper.
The team is like, that guy fucking jumped us a point.
Did you see that elbow jumper? His shoulder
no,
went all the way
out. Let me get another
side.
Take, elbow jumper.
Okay.
I think it's when... What's an elbow? This guy?
That's one, yeah. Yeah. Where your weenus is, yeah.
So... Is he like flapping like a chicken when he jumps? Like a little chicken little? Are they making fun of a guy?
You want me to
junk?
Tell you what an elbow jumper is?
Should we tell them what they are now, or should we just go through them?
No, I think let's go through a good few of them.
Yeah,
let's go through. All right,
let's go through these.
All right, Alka, this is the next one right here. We got pound the rock. What do you think that means? What sport and what?
You've got a basketball and you're looking at the guy. It's on basketball, and
it's
you're looking at the guy, and you have the rock, and you're like. That
and
you slap the side of it while you maintain eye contact.
Okay, that's not
got
bad.
The rock.
I'm not all mad right. at that interpretation of pound the rock.
But then also it could mean like if I want you to pound the rock, I'm like that, and then you pound the rock at my chest or something. Now I have the rock. And then also
that is damn no. That
you
was
could be like pound that. The rock kinda. Like downward doggy style.
Okay. I'm with that one. The next one we have is. Green dog blitz. What sport and
steel.
The obvious joke that I'm not proud of, but I'll just get it out of the way, is like it's after you take your girlfriend out to the burrito truck and
yeah.
Like, but no. So it's what is it?
Green dog blitz.
Man,
what sport?
We all know that that's football.
Okay.
Clearly,
yep.
And what they're trying to talk about is when a guy green meaning when someone's naive, like ripe, they're naive. It's like when someone's he's too big for his britches, but by that I mean he's small because he's small time game, like a he's small fries.
Right.
It means someone's small fries and they're too excited about what they're doing, so they're getting ahead of themselves with the coverage, so they think they're getting down the field, but really what's happening is they're getting all clogged up in the back end. And what that back end is doing, what is it called again?
Green dog blitz.
Okay, so what that means, the blitz comes in. In the back end. So when that blitz occurs, you see what happens is the coach is out there on the field. He's wearing his suit and tie. Like he's a real working class man of the people. And then they make it happen for the team.
That is elaborate. And I'm
what's the next one?
The next one. Curry ball. What do you think a curry ball is?
It's a spicy ball. It's when you toss that thing and it's like, oh, it
right.
makes the other guy cough.
You're right.
It's
actually
like too much
cooking. We left sports. We went to cooking for that
no,
one.
No. It's like the ball, like someone gives it a little too much torque on the ball. And
okay.
You're like, shit, that was a little too spicy for me.
Okay.
I know it's actually Steph Curry related.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like when, is he a good cook?
He's arguably the best.
Okay, what's the next one?
Nutmeg. What do you think the term that one? I and again, I can use these in a sentence or try to contextualize them for you.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg, yeah. That one, and that one's that's a little obscure. So,
Nutmeg.
Again, if you
that's
if,
wrestling, right? If you, semi-pro.
That is not to my knowledge. I'm not fluent in wrestling. I'm not sure. I don't know what the nutmeg move in wrestling is, if that is one.
So my move, my take on nutmeg. Can I hear it in a sentence?
Yeah. I'll try not to give it to you.
It's certainly a verb.
Right, it's a verb. Yeah. It happens in. I guess it can happen in multiple sports, kind of.
So it's a multi-based popper.
It's a
move an offense person would do to a defender.
Right. It's a. You would say, he got nutmegged is what you would say, or.
So it's his groin is getting attacked.
That's not far off.
He got nutmegged. So nutmeg. What's nutmeg? So nutmeg is.
Just,
let me look. Wait. Stop. Okay. I've got Google. Let me learn some things about nutmeg.
Yes, nice. I like this.
Nutmeg is a seed or ground spice of several species of the genus Myristica. Myristica fragrance, fragrant nutmeg or true nutmeg, is a dark-leaved evergreen tree cultivated for two spices derivative from its fruit, nutmeg, from its seed and mace, from the seed covering. So that... I think it's when someone has an allergic reaction on the field.
That's,
and they just can't continue with the play because their esophagus has congealed to the point where there's no longer a flow.
I like that.
And so that's what I think that is. Okay. A nutmeg pass, what'd you call it? Just nutmeg.
Nutmeg, yeah. It's when you nutmeg someone. It's a verb. It's something you do to another player.
So you, like...
You nutmeg someone.
You put some... Like, on the craft services... table, you throw some almonds
I'm gonna
down
explain,
on
I'm going to tell you what this one is, just so that we can get this one. It's when you dribble the ball through someone, like the opponent's legs. Oh. So, like, they're standing in a like this, and you drop it through my legs and go around me and
can
catch it on the other side.
Or
soccer, basketball.
I don't get what they're trying to do other than nut. What's the meg?
I don't know who... I don't know where it came from. I don't know that. I don't know that. Anyways, next one, we've got post fade.
It's when you're falling back. It's when you're falling back after the shot.
Very, very good. There's a little bit the post. It means you have to be in a specific place in the post, though. But yes, that was completely correct.
It's good.
Yeah, you should do a bell or something on that one, like a ring, ring, like a jackpot. You know what I mean?
I remember.
Post fade. Okay, next one is a skinny post. What do you think a skinny post is?
When someone gets very tight.
I do the same thing.
I wish you could have all seen Michael put his hands above his head and like almost like he was a diver about to dive into a pool.
But I got very tight.
And his shoulders got really narrow up by his ears.
It's like how I showed you the little trick. Hey, Alco, do you know what this does? Can you hear this? Do you know what sound I'm making when I do this? Watch. Can you hear that?
No.
When I stop breathing, because I learned you can't do
that
and breathe.
Me.
So, I don't remember how I asked you. No, but do you know when you stop breathing because you can't do this and breathe, and you just sort of like rush all your capillaries forward at the front of your like that, and you just shake. You hear that volcano on the inside about to erupt?
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
One person finally in my life knows what I mean.
Unfucking real. Okay, the skinny post, yeah, we covered that. Next one we've got here is pick and roll.
I think that's, it's like a hair thing.
It's a hair thing, okay.
Is it a banjo thing?
It is not a banjo thing.
Okay.
Okay, after we got dinger, what's a dinger?
Doing.
That was a doinger.
Next one.
Okay. Hawking.
It's when someone is... cursed by God, so they're just sort of sitting back like and they can't really play because they're so in their head.
Wow. Whoa. That was a different Hawking. I was actually going to say he was a little bit right at first because you were like, he's sitting back. Like, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's correct. Hawking in defense, you sit back. But
and we're talking football, of course.
Okay, all right. Let's move on to cover 3. What do you think cover 3 is?
That's a place down off 183.
All right. Yeah, but what do you think the sports context
is? It's obviously derivative of coverage.
Yeah.
So what they're talking about is when you've got either four sides to coverage, so you got to cover at least three of them.
Okay.
If not all four. So they're saying that that's just their way of reminding you.
You got to cover three.
You like one guy yells, cover three.
Yeah, at least three. You have to cover at least three.
Like, you guys cover at least three, and I'll get the fourth is maybe the assumption there or something like that.
I'll hang back.
I got four already. Cover three.
Well, it's like if you're covering three, do you really need to cover four? Because one side is, like, useless, right? Yeah.
I would like it if you were the defense.
This is why Mike's coach.
If the front,
but not for long.
If the front is doing their job, the back is useless, right? If side one is, then side four is useless. So cover three is your first three.
You have crucela.
That's Mexican, and I'm not doing that.
In English, it means cross it.
Whoa, dude, where are you watching a sports at?
But that's
this is
even in,
obviously
even better in
Mexican
Spanish, though.
And Spurs related.
It's soccer.
Oh, wow. How did I get that? I just thought fucking San Antonio.
Cross it.
It's when they cross their. It's when they're like. It's like when a skier goes pizza instead of hot dog or whatever. So they're trying to kick, but they end up.
They're doing pizza. Right.
They
that's
like cross it, yeah.
Okay.
Pizza, right, it's some Spurs Mexican.
Bullshit, yeah. Finger roll. What's a finger roll?
It's like...
Oh, wow.
Dude, we need
amazing
video. We need video for this segment.
See.
This segment needs video.
Go on.
It's good.
Back hurts. My back hurts. Why
that
would
means the guy was fucking real hard the night before. And that means he's just doing some work.
Alco has that one there. All right, what's the dream shake?
Dude, my initial instinct was to do a
dream.
Scene,
dream, or whatever.
The dream shake is God dream.
God dream.
Dream shake. It's a post-game thing. It's like everyone's drinking their protein shakes. You're talking to the opposing captain of the other team.
Mm-hmm.
This is basketball. And you're like, hey, friend, enjoying your pro. I came in that because you come in their drink.
Yeah.
But you know he came in yours, and that's the God shake.
Okay.
You.
Dream shake.
Yeah.
Well, that's our list for this first.
So what are they?
Round. Okay, so we'll go down. Alco, do you want to explain what a zone read is?
A zone read is not a basketball thing. It's a football thing, and it's basically
what I said before football.
But yeah, you were kind of
you're
right.
In the right ballpark. You're in the right area. Concept. The concept.
It's just like a play where they look at the defense and then they decide. They read the zone. Because they're in their quadrants.
They act based on what they
and
see.
And then they're
they
like,
read
all right,
the zone
he's
and,
covering
and
three, not number one. Read the zone to number one, the quadrant that's open, basically.
Right. You're the play. Yeah, whatever. We don't have to go that deep. Anyways, elbow jumper. That is a basketball.
Nothing to do with your elbow.
Yeah, no. It's in basketball on the court. There's the free throw line. Right? There's the like when they shoot free throws. There's the line you shoot from, right? And that goes to. Sure.
It's a rectangle, and there's a little elbow in it.
That
90
degree
angle is.
There's two of them, and those are considered the elbows. Mm. And it's just a point on the court, and it's your jump shot from that spot on the court. Pound the rock, Alco. What's that?
Pound the rock is just passing the ball over and over and over and
no,
over.
No, pound the
over.
Rock is in football when you run
Whoa.
The ball.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Well, this one has obvious.
It has multiple. I thought.
That
like,
was where I was going with it. Pound the rock. But that is also very true. But it is a Spursian type
a
thing that's
step.
Been. It's like
yeah,
a,
it's like it has multiple.
There's a Pound the Rock podcast that's all Spurs basketball talk where that's what they're talking about. So yeah. I guess for me, that one shows. My allegiance.
Yeah, I got the green dog blitz. That's the next one.
I want to hear this explained.
That's where there's a player on the defensive side of the ball
in
and
football.
He's covering someone. Yeah, this is in football, and you are covering somebody, and your responsibility is to cover them if they go out for a pass, but if they don't do that, then you have the green light to blitz. Mm. So.
They
stay into block, they don't do what you were assigned to do. Then you
that
just
makes a lot more sense,
right?
What was your answer?
Green dog blitz. He was saying they're green. The young. He was young. You took two takes on that one.
Probably
we can play it back. Anyways, curry ball. Alco, what's a curry ball?
curry ball is, as you, your second guess was, is when people won't stop taking three-pointers that are really far away for just the reason of wanting to be like Steph Curry.
You gave me a little too much credit. I just said, is it a Steph Curry thing? I didn't know about, but thank you.
Nutmeg, we explained. Alco, what's a post-fade?
Oh, he got that right. Hell yeah. I just added the tiny little
post
part.
Is the next one. That's when
that
someone
is not
runs
a basketball move.
It's a football term, and it's when someone runs. There's a route that a receiver will run, and they run a narrower version of it. The angle is narrower, or I guess less.
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyways, pick and roll. Alka, go ahead.
Pick and roll. Okay, so yeah, this is a basketball one.
It's a play in basketball.
It's one of the most common plays in basketball, and it's just when usually a center or a forward would come to set a screen.
So explain what a pick is first.
A pick is just like using your body as a screen.
You occupy space that a defender, by occupying it, the defender can't. It has to go around you.
Yeah, so once they have to go around you, you don't have the ball. You run as soon as they like make their move, and then you either get past the ball.
It creates space.
It creates a whole bunch of things. Yeah, that's right. Basically the pick and roll. Just you have to set the pick and then move in the right area, and then there's a million
roll
things
towards
to do
the
after.
Basket. Yeah. Anyways, I'm sure some people are pulling their hair out. Anyways, a dinger is a home run in baseball. They hit dingers.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I was right, technically.
Hawking. I like your version, honestly. Alka, what's hawking?
Hawking is like whenever you have a player who's at the very back of the defense on football, and he's just like waiting for an interception. If the ball's, he's like extra, almost like the green dog, but the opposite, the interception green dog, where he's just like, I get to like just lurk
he's
around.
Like, he's a lurk. Yeah, he's a lurker, and he's like trying to make. He's
all
trying
he's,
to just.
He's like all up on Epstein's sex island, just like Stephen Hawking, right? He's just chilling out in the back, hoping no one notices. Is that kind of it?
I don't think. Exactly
I don't think
right.
it's no, that do, hard of a
no,
lurk.
No, but does that kind of fit? Like he's just hanging out back there, hoping no one sees him. He doesn't really have to do anything.
Yeah. And then at the last moment, he gets
his.
Yeah. Exactly.
He gets his.
Okay, I see
out
what you're
there
saying.
On that island.
Yeah, maybe he was Hawking. All right.
Little Saint James.
Cover three is a football term. It refers to when they drop three players back into deep coverage, to prevent deep passes. Alco has crucela, which means cross it. It's when you. It's when you kick the ball into the air. Generally, sometimes you kick the ball towards to another player who's running towards the net, so that they can score it. A finger roll is when you do an underhanded layup and the ball rolls off your fingers.
I was almost.
I was happy with the motion you made.
My palm was not the right way.
Right. Back hurts, Alka.
Finger roll is how you shot the beer pong shots that one night. We played pong, and Mike had never cared and never been good, but he fucking finger rolled and made like six
but
shots.
There was so much elbow. Shots. Yeah, it was.
That's, well, it's stylish, bitch.
Yeah,
that's a basketball stylish bitch move. Yeah.
Fuck, I wish you played basketball. What is that, Alka? What does it mean when someone's back hurts?
It's pretty much what usually happens when I play with Lopez. I put up all the damn points
in
a game.
Oh, my fucking
so
God.
At the end of it, I'm like, man, my back hurts as if I was just carrying a whole bunch of
goodness. I like going with my definition and cutting off your answer. It's pretty much what happens every time I play with Lopez. Like, you guys just fuck so much. My back hurts.
Yeah, can you dub that? Can you dub that so that it sounds that way?
I think we all get it.
Whoa.
Okay, and the dream shake was a move that
Colby Bronson made up.
Hakeem Olajuwon would do like right as he got the ball, he would make a move, or there was a series of counter moves.
No, it was his signature. Shake as it sounds. Yeah.
But the shake like could dance? The way it was executed was
fluid.
Is
it like a shake in the sense that it's a dance, or is it a shake in the sense that it's an evasive maneuver?
It's an evasive maneuver.
Is it a shake in the sense that it's all of that?
It's kind of all of that.
That's why I had a cool name, too. Dream Shake? I mean.
Yeah, he would kind of, like, catch the ball and, like, just as he's catching it, he's feeling out the defender, and like, just he would use a spin move and a shoulder shimmy.
He's also like 7 feet tall.
I'd like to add that part of the implication of the basketball culture in my answer for this one was that when they're drinking each other's dream shakes, it's like how in ancient times of battle, it'd be like you eat the heart of your opponent to get. It's like, I respect you, and I'm sure you respect me on the same level, so we'll swap some powers here. So there's a lot of. Like the camaraderie in that parallel universe is something we probably couldn't muster or understand here in this plane, but that's what they're telling me. That's what I'm being channeled to right now. They're pulling me in that direction. You guys want to go on with the next one? Was there more?
That was the last one. The dream shake was the last one for this episode, I believe.
It's good.
This installment of
Steel and Meals.
Damn.
It's good.
All opinions reflected are not that of Neil Brennan's, but are only of the... Wait, I'll say it slow and speed it up.
All those opinions reflected are not those of Neil Brennan's, but rather those of the podcasters here in hopes that we worship by our goats and show you the black spots of the corpses of your fear.
Painful?
No, it means that.
No, I know what
you
mean.
If you think they died in the bathtub, it means they were probably placed there.
Right, I knew what it literally meant.
It means you're gonna kiss it when you die, but they're not gonna tell that part of the story. Yeah, think about that.
Crazy.
You know how they say Hitler had a tiny little penis?
No, man, I didn't know that about Hitler. No, I didn't know that. You know how? No, I didn't fucking know
they
that.
Say he had a weird
I'd like to know less about
Who's
Hitler,
they,
honestly,
man?
At this point.
Everyone
I know what I need to know.
I don't know if I can do that one. I don't know if I can say that one.
Yeah.
Winners write history, one. Man.
You're going to have to cut that one.
I'm not saying he had a honker on him or anything. But I'm just
what
saying,
difference
it's convenient.
Does it make?
I don't think it makes any difference, but I'm not the one bringing up his dick size in these articles. Just right now in my room, I'm the one bringing it up. It's different.
It makes sense. He, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if he had a giant dick, wouldn't you also be like, yeah, that makes sense?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Look,
I'm saying it doesn't make sense either way. It's a horrible thing that makes sense. There's no way to make sense of it. You know what I mean? So it's not like, oh, we had a small dick. Of course, now I get it. I still don't get what the thing was. He was like, it's not like it, that, like to your point, Alka, it just doesn't matter. But it's that it goes either way is kind of funny. Like Rasputin had a big giant honker apparently. That's canon. You guys know about this?
I did know about that actually.
Rasputin's.
I did.
You could be Rasputin for Halloween. Dude, you should.
Just let it hang.
And just be like, it's all the spec.
Oh, Christ. No, I think I'm thinking Steven Seagal still. I like that one.
There are multiple nights to Halloween.
You have to be chubby Steven Seagal.
It's fun. Yeah, dude. With,
that's the only
what do you
Steven
get, what
Seagal.
Is, what is that fucking, that black fucking, like, attire, that formal kind of, like, sheen? It's not a
Halloween's
dress or
a
robe.
Latex? Check this out.
Is that
out.
A kimono that he wears?
There's only one Halloween night. What's going to happen to people? The weekends.
There'll still be parties on the first and second. Guaranteed.
I need to get some
people
of those yellow
need three
glasses.
Halloween costumes. I want to get one of those penguin costumes.
I like need to work on my improv.
Or an ostrich jockey.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, you just need to work on assuring people that you're the master of improv.
Right, right.
And then don't, like, ignore being good at it.
Right, right.
That's not the point.
Right, right.
Thank you for hanging out on this week's Lost Tapes. of a Feast of Friends podcast. I would like to make a huge apology for some historical inaccuracies. It turns out that Rasputin's penis, or what was believed to be Rasputin's penis, was actually a sea cucumber. Anyway, have a great week. Sorry this one got uploaded late. I'm a very, very busy man. I'm not really, but we are planning our tour, so that is taking up quite a bit of time. We hope to see you at our tour send-off at the Whip Inn Friday, November 29th. That's Black Friday in the live music capitalism, capital of the world. Can't wait to see you there. Tour dates up on our website, mountebank.band. A bunch of links maybe in the episode description for this here podcast below. Maybe not, though. We'll see how lazy I am. I've got some ice cream I want to eat. It's 1:58 a.m. I think I've earned it. Ice cream wrap. I'm gonna ice cream wrap about an ice cream that I'm about to have. Gonna have put it real good, gonna have it real bad, like this son. Gonna drink about a gallon with a piss son. Alright now, with the cum sounds, with the. Oh,